Are you looking for your next great read, but stumped on where to find it? Let me be your book fairy godmother. When you join Rhonda with a Book on Patreon for $5 a month, I will send you a personalized book recommendation, plus my All Things Bookish newsletter every month, and give you a shout out and plug your project here on the podcast. If you're on a budget, no worries. For only a dollar a month, you can get just the newsletter, which includes exclusive content not found on the blog, and a collection of links to articles, stories, and products book nerds will love, curated by yours truly. Go to patreon.com/rondawithabook to join. Thanks so much for your support, and as always, happy reading. Good day, friends, and welcome to the Rhonda with a Book podcast, where I, Rhonda, spill the tea on books. Not literally, of course. This week, I'm joined by Bree, also known as the Locked Booktician, for a reader chat. Bree is a booktuber and bookstagrammer who has created a spooky October reading challenge called Blackoweenathon. She gave a little insight into how and why she created this readathon. And of course, we talked about current reads, favorite books, and those books that made us a reader. Please enjoy this reader chat. So I have with me today the booktuber extraordinaire, Bree, also known as the Locked Booktician. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing well. I got a lot of stuff done today. I made some applesauce, replanted a pot. I got like 5 hours of reading via audiobook today. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, and my very job, nice.
Of course, but yeah.
Very nice. Are you a big audiobook fan?
I will say yes. I tried to be closeted about it once upon a time ago, but there's no need to be closeted about it. I like it. I do. I think there's some narrators that I like them so much. I try to find all the books they narrate and read them because they're just like, I hope they're getting paid what they were, because they are so beautiful and so nice.
Yeah, it's always nice to have to like feel like someone is reading to you.
Yeah, I like it. Serenade me via book. I like it.
What book were you listening to?
So I was reading a book for my Blackoweenathon. So it's it's called My Soul to Keep by Tanana Reeve Du. And it is, it's next level, this book. let me try to, I hope I'm still on. So I'm 38% through, so I've finished about 7 hours of it, and I have 11 more hours to go. Wow. And it's just like blowing my mind. Like, it is way more entertaining and well-written than I thought it would be, and I didn't think it was going to be like written in a trash way at all. I just never read anything by this author before, and I try my best to primarily read mystery and horror because that's my jam, that's where I live. And when someone suggested this book that I'll also be doing a live with other booktubers sometime next month.
Oh, very fun.
So I was like, I should read this book, you know, get through it. And I'm like, I never wanted to end. And then I went online and found out that it is a series, and I'm like, oh my God, it gets better. So I'm freaking out about this book. Yeah.
That's always like a question when you read something by an author you haven't read before. Like, is this going to be good? I don't know.
I was kind of taken aback by the hour count because the hour count is close to 17 hours of listening, and
Wow.
the book itself is three. I got the book in front of me here. The book itself is 346 pages. So I'm like, how is
Okay.
316 something like, so it doesn't like quite add up to me,
Right.
but yeah, I'm
Interesting.
like, okay, well, sounds good.
You mentioned your reading challenge, Blackoweenathon. Do you want to tell us about that?
Oh yeah, for sure. So Blackoweenathon, I created it, I will say, probably the beginning stages of it started around October last year. So I
Okay.
just recently hit like officially over a year on my BookTube channel, over there on YouTube. But prior to that, I wanted to be like this hair guru when I was 21. So I posted videos on YouTube when I was 21 and in 2011, and then I got super self-conscious and then deleted all the videos, but still had a channel up. So then I was like, I still want a channel, but it has to be something like I'm really passionate about, and I'm not really passionate about my hair like that. So I like redid it, and it made it super bookish and joined the BookTube world, which I think has been very good on my mental health during this pandemic. But last year, I wanted to create a readathon, but thought, you know, I can't create a readathon. Who would join it? Like, who would participate? Like, I'm a small BookTuber. No one knows me. Like, this is probably not a good idea. And then I read a lot of articles and also videos of BookTubers talking about like how to increase traffic to your channel, or like how to get involved, because from the outside looking in, it just looked like this really secluded and like elite group of people for BookTube. And then I started really going, you know, as they say, they're really not the rabbit hole of BookTube. And I started finding BookTubers of color, because when I first started following BookTube, it was just young white girls, a bunch of young white girls. And I was just like, so ain't no black people here. And so then I kept going further and further. And then I end up seeing Injury from Onyx Pages, and then love, love, love her channel. Ashley from Bookish Realm, and just like a bunch of other BookTubers that I started to follow a couple years ago. And then I started thinking, I could do this. Like, I think I can do this. So then last October, I posted my first video, and then I wanted to do something about Christmas when, I mean, not Christmas, sorry, Halloween. When I saw a BookTuber, her name is Haley in Wonderland or something like that, and she had 21 days of Christmas or something like that, and I was like, oh, this is like so dope that she did that, and she also like loves Christmas. I hate it. I don't like Christmas, but I was like, how could I like make a readathon like about something that I love, like most people. And then I realized it's a common thing. Most people readathons is based off their own interests. So I thought, I think a lot of people like Halloween, but let's make it black. So I was like, okay. So then I had, I went through several different names, like trying to figure out what to do. And then I have like this group chat, and it's like, other people who are content creators, and I put on it, and I was like, hey, so you guys, this is the idea, and these are the words. How do I string them together to make sense? And shout out to Injury from Onyx Pages. She was like, what about just Blackoweenathon? Because I had like Blackoween. I was just, but I want readathon in it. It was like so hard for me to create the name.
Right.
So, Injury definitely shout out to her for making that possible. So I end up doing that, and then the whole reasoning around Blackoweenathon, which is very self-explanatory, of is a lot of authors who are Black, if exclusively Black authors, who identify as Black, writing works of literature that is in the mystery and horror. But I also wanted to make it very intersectional. I wanted to make sure we're including Black authors with other identities that impact how they view the world or themselves. So I added prompts about intersectionality. I added prompts about historical fiction, and I wanted all the prompts to just show how Black identity can be very intersectional. So that's why I wanted to do it. And I wanted to create a readathon that focused on Black people in genres that people don't really think about. Like when you're thinking about fantasy, a Black author is probably not the first author that comes to your mind. It's probably Sarah J. Maas or, I don't know, these people, V.E. Schwab. Like it's different people like that. When you think of mystery or thriller, you probably think of Karin Slaughter. You're not thinking about all like Walter Mosley. You're not thinking about other people like that. Or I even put a historical fiction on there. You're not thinking about like Beverly Jenkins or all the other Black authors. You're probably thinking about, I don't know, Lisa See, like so many different people you would think of that are white and not Black. So I wanted to pay homage to Black authors in those genres who are doing the work and need that recognition. It was a long-winded way of
No,
explaining
that's
Black
great.
Oweenathon, but I'm very long-winded, so I feel so bad when you have to edit this, or if you have to edit this, but I feel bad.
We'll see. We'll see. No, that's great. I remember when I first saw, I think I first saw your TikTok video about it, and I was like so excited. I'm like, yes, I'm totally doing this. And then like as I was reading your prompts, I was like, oh, like some of these are like stumping me. Like I'm gonna have to like dig to find books that fit these prompts. So yeah, I think that's it's definitely something that that we need as readers to really be, like you're saying, like to really be reading intersectionally. So I think it's great.
Yeah, and it's even like it says something that you have to search for it, So it's like it's not something that's like readily on people's mind. But if you me knowing that, I wanted to make the this readathon like as smooth as I possibly can. So me knowing that, I one of the good things I think about my readathon is that you can combine prompts. Like there is a book, I'm trying to remember the name of it, but there is a book I was reading the other day, and it was like five prompts, and it's
Oh,
nine
wow.
prompts. So you could have like just read that one book and read like two other books or something. So you can definitely combine prompts. And another thing about it is that on my announcement video that's on YouTube, I have a long document that took me probably a month to create of me giving you recommendations for each prompt. So even if you like didn't know, you would be able to find it.
Yeah, I'll definitely I'll link to that in my blog post to go along with this episode. I think at the point that this episode comes out, people should still have about 10 days left to read a couple books. So hopefully, yeah, that'll be really helpful.
Like I said, my initial reasons to not do it, I think it was valid at the time, but now it's like so silly because there's so many people who are participating in them. And in addition to Black Oweenathon, I have two other pieces to Black Oweenathon that I haven't even put on TikTok, so you probably wouldn't have seen it, but
Uh-huh.
one piece is I did 5 days of spooky and bookish book tags. So
Okay.
I made these tags for TikToker, Bookstagrammers, bloggers, or BookTubers. You can translate the questions to any format in which you use as book content. So I had the first day, I don't remember the days in like in the order, but I created a book tag, and a book tag is pretty much questions that you answer about yourself or your taste, your reading taste. So I created one called the Halloween movie tag, the spider web tag, the Hocus Pocus tag, the Witch's Brew tag, and the Skull Ranking book tag. So those are
Okay.
all on my channel as well, and I aired them out from the 5th to the 8th of October. But
Okay.
then by the time this comes out, the second part will already be out, so I'm not spoiling anything. But
Okay.
I'm also doing 10 days of Black Halloween, so it will be 10 videos that I will be posting on my channel from the 11th, not the 11th, the 22nd to the 31st of this month. And each day is like just something cool that people, probably are thinking about. So the first day is going to be a video about Black Rex, Black Fantasy Rex. So if you read fantasy, I'm going to give you some recommendations. The second day is about books by queer, trans, and non-binary Black authors. And the third day is it's going to be like 15 book reviews, 15 reviews about this book I read called Black Noir that has mystery and crime writers from the, I want to say, the late not 1800s until like the mid 1900s. So I'll be introducing you to all these like older Black authors who like paved the way for the current mystery and thriller writers. And then there'll be a review on the book The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. And then Black authors you should know. It's just gonna be a lot of content. It'll be just that'll be aired out every day from the 11th to the 31st of October. That's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, that is a lot. No, I'm like so impressed. I'm like
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying. And I can't believe I said all of this without even looking at anything. I'm just like, yeah, that's what it is.
Because you're so excited about it, so it's easy to remember.
Yeah.
That's really exciting, though. I'm really looking forward to seeing your fantasy Rex, especially because I love fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be tough to find. It's like such a broad genre, and it can be
Mm-hmm.
tough to find like your niche within it, I guess. But
Yeah.
so you told me about the audiobook that you're currently listening to. Are there any other current reads that you have?
Oh my God. So I like to call myself a poly reader, meaning that I read so many books at once. So currently I'm like looking at my bookshelf. Oh my God, there's so much. I got like four new books in the mail today too. And I'm like, oh my
Oh,
God.
nice. What books are they?
So I got, I'm gonna stand up while we do this.
Okay.
So I got it's a horror. It's by Natsu Kirino called Out. And I've been I don't know who gave me this recommendation of this book, but I'm excited to read it because it's horror. And I'm like, yes, horror is a genre I've been trying to get into more. I also got House of Whispers, The Sandman Universe. It's my first comic by,
Oh, exciting.
by Neil Gaiman. I always forget how to say his name. And Nalo Hopkinson and Damo Stanson and John Rantz. And then I got Magic Lessons by Alice Hoffman. This is a prequel to Practical Magic, which I really love.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I got those books today. But to answer your question, at the moment, so I'm reading this book called Daughters of Jubilation, and it's by Kara Lee Corthron, and wow. Yep. So I'm reading that one. I'm also reading My Soul to Keep by Tanana Reeve-Do, like I said. Mm-hmm. That's by audio. The books I'm physically reading, I'll start off there. So the books I'm physically reading is Daughters of Jubilation, Legendborn, and Transcendent Kingdoms by Yagazi.
Oh, okay. That one just came out, didn't it?
Yeah. I was supposed to read it last month, but you know, mistakes were made. I had like 30 books on my TBR that I had to finish last month, so I could not get to it. For the life of me, it was like, you know what, you're gonna miss me with this. The books I'm listening to is, I forgot to return this book, so I just finished the book I was listening to. Is The Only Good Indians. Oh my god, that horror book took me out right on the floor. That's where I laid. The Year of the Witching. I'm also listening
that
to
one looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good. I'm also listening to The Death of Yvette Oji by Akweki Emezi. I love them. They are one of my favorite authors in the world. They are non-binary, and I have all of their books. Yeah, I own every book. They have three books, I think. They have Pet, Freshwater, and The Death of Yvette Oji. So I have that one. And then I'm also listening to Giovanni's Room, which is actually the group book pick for my Black Queen-a-thon. Right. There's some other books too, but I haven't gotten to them. But those are all the books I'm reading right now. Jesus Christ. So that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah, it's a lot of books. It's a lot of books.
Yeah, you definitely are a poly reader.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I like that. Spread on out.
I like but that I'm term. Like,
yeah, that's what I've been doing. But the sad thing is, for one, I have three books that are due back to the library in 3 days. So if I don't finish these books, it's not looking good. It's never gonna happen. Never gonna happen.
Right.
So I'm trying to spend a lot of today and tonight catching up and reading and listening to as much as I can. I'm gonna attempt. Will I succeed? The verdict is still out, but I'm definitely going to try my best.
Yeah, you never know unless you try.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you read several books at a time. Do you feel like that allows you to, like, experience the stories in a different way than if you were just reading one at a time, or...?
Yeah, I connect a lot of things. So like just putting an example of last month. So last month I read, I think, close to 30 books. I stopped counting after 24 or something. that's not something I usually do. It's just I forgot of all the books I got from publishers and just was not paying attention. And like, it was like a lot. So last month, I was reading this book called This Is My America, Heaven, My Home, and When No One Is Watching. And all those books have to deal with Black pain, to put short, and Twisted I was reading too. So I just kept seeing like different themes that was going through all of those books. And then I start reading this comic book called Black Mage. And then that book also went into those other books I mentioned. So I was like, oh, okay, so these books right here have this theme. It helps me understand things. But there was one time where being a poly reader let me down. I started reading this book called A Long Way to a Very Angry Planet, Very Small Angry Planet or something. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I start reading Escaping Exodus by Nikki Drayden. And they literally had similar world, like very similar world, and similar characters' names. And I was just like, so what the fuck? Like, I didn't mean to curse, but I was like, what the F? What's happening? So I was like, oh, man. So if you ask me to really explain to you what those books are, I would have to go to my notes, because if I go over my head, it's going to be the same book.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be the same one book, one life, one heartbeat. So,
You could pretend that they're like in the same universe.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
That's that life I'm going to lead.
Yeah, I found that. So like I'm usually reading like at least two books at a time.
Yeah.
But
I've found that I need them to be like very different, or else I will get them mixed up in my mind. So
it's usually like
a nonfiction and a classic and like a fantasy book.
If I'm gonna
read more at a time. But yeah, I think it's like, I don't know about you, but I think for me it's because like I have like FOMO. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to focus on this one book because I feel like I'm missing out on all the other books.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You're like, no, take me. Keep me here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you some questions about your TBR.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So is there a way that you keep track of your TBR, or is it just like the physical books that you have, or how do you manage that?
So in a perfect world, your girl, and when I say your girl, I'm talking about me, have this whole system, but I do not. So literally, I really think it's the library who determines my TBR.
Because
throughout the week, I'll like, because I have four library cards attached to my Libby, right? So my Libby / Overdrive. So sometimes I'll be like on either of those cards and I'm looking through the library like, oh, that book is cool. It won't be available until 2 weeks from now. Oh, that book is cool. It won't be available to a couple months from now. And then I'll put them on hold. And then throughout the month, I always have books each month because the hold will be ready for me. So I'll just really read whatever is available. I also like to call myself a minimalist, like, book enthusiast, because I don't want a lot of books in my home. I rather have just lots of library books. But since I've been working with publishing companies and things like that and get books sent to me, that has like increased. Like for a couple years I didn't have more than 10 books, so like that was just it, like just 10 books. And now I look and I think, if I have to be realistic, I probably have like 50 books here. It's probably like 50 books here, but I'm definitely gonna purge soon. Some stuff gotta go. But when I'm creating my TBR, it's like not even something I'm creating unless it has to do with something or some challenge that's out there.
Sure.
So like for the Black Awenathon, my TBR is, let me see if I can remember. My TBR consists of the book I just finished, which was The Only Good Indians, The Year of the Witching, My Soul to Keep, Giovanni's Room, Transcendent Kingdom, this book called House of Whispers. That's the only TBR I crafted, because I just like to read whatever is available to me or what I think is cool. So I don't really have a set type of TBR. Yeah.
So kind of a mood reader, but also with a plan.
Yeah, it's like a vague plan, really.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not existing.
Yeah.
But this, totally. Yeah, but this month I've been more intentional because there are so many readathons in October. I don't even think I realized that before I created my own.
Yeah.
So, like, there's Fortnite Frights, which is, like, a whole different thing. And I'm reading two books for that readathon, and one of them is completely in French. So we'll see how that goes. And then there's a Nancy Drew readathon. I'm a Nancy Drew girl. I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to participate in that. There's Gothtober. There's just so many different readathons that since people are participating in mine, I feel obligated to participate in theirs. So
sure.
I'm trying to do that, but that's left me to an amount of books that I'm like, how does one get through it?
Yeah.
So like, that's where I'm at. Yeah.
This is making me want to start my own readathon.
You should. I support
I
it.
I should. But I should
maybe
do
not
it
in
October.
A month that no one else is doing. We'll do that.
Yes. Yes. Because let me tell you, it's going to be rough to do it in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's the Nancy Drew readathon? That sounds intriguing.
It is. If I would be lying to you right now, if I like knew everything about it, but in my mind, it's just about mysteries and Nancy Drew. Mm-hmm. So I haven't like gotten a lot of time to read up on it, but I'm hoping that I'm able to just choose a book from Nancy Drew and read it.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it's more than that.
Okay.
Like it seems like there's more going on. Like there is this thing called I'm looking at it now. It's like different cases. So you choose the case. It's like read a book that features something paranormal like ghosts, hidden treasure, read a book with gold or silver on the cover, it's locked, read a book you know nothing about, Easter egg, post a picture of your current reading spot using Nancy Drew readathon. So I don't know. We'll see. Let's hope that's it. So that's I'm just gonna read that. Oh, the Nancy Drew readathon is over. Well, I'm still gonna read some.
Yeah, might as well.
Still gonna do it. Yeah, I've already put it in my mind.
It's still the Nancy Drew readathon in your heart. You can.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I like it.
So, were you a Nancy Drew fan as a kid?
No. Yeah. So I think, out of the questions you sent me, that's the only one like I couldn't really relate to, because most people I know, you know, were avid readers as a kid or read as a kid. I think where I'm from, there are libraries and stuff around, but like getting to them and like having books, I didn't grow up in a home of books. Like that wasn't a practice. So I didn't start getting into reading really until, I'm trying to think of when I was like, oh yeah, this is it. I will have to say in college, honestly.
Okay.
In high school, I only read whatever that was given to me. And I think every once in a while I tried to read something. I did try to read Harry Potter. I tried to read that. I read The Sorcerer's Stone and that was it. And I didn't finish any of them. But then 2018, I finished the rest of the series. But like the older I became, the more reading I like wanted to do. So now it's like consuming my life.
Sure.
Because it's like, oh, I have to get back. So like 2018 was the first time in my life that I read over 100 books in a year.
Wow.
Because I dedicated that book to my childhood self and all the books that I wanted to read or heard about but didn't have access to. So I read all those books. And then I was so sad that nobody told me about Charlotte Webb's, because I cried so hard. I was just crying so hard reading that book. I was like, no one told me she was gonna die. So I was like, so much. I was so emotional, but it was good. I needed to read that book.
So do you remember what book it was that kind of like got you really into reading?
Or was it?
Yes.
A few different
Yes,
books?
I do. Yeah, I remember the book. At this time though, I was already reading for years.
Okay.
And I was just like casually reading. Like I might read a book or two a month or no book. Or it was literally like 10 to 11 books a year at this point. And then it just it skyrocketed over the last like 3 years. So there was a book I was reading. I remember where I was at. I was in Lviv, Ukraine, which is a very beautiful city, by the way. But wow. I was in Lviv, Ukraine, and I was there in a hostel. And it was a pretty nice hostel, and no one really was there because it was Christmas and people usually spending Christmas with their family. And I was a Peace Corps volunteer, so I just wanted to go somewhere for the holiday. So I went to Lviv, Ukraine, and I got this really nice place to myself. And I said, I'm just going to read on Christmas. So I got this book called The Pretty Girls by Karen Slaughter.
Okay.
And I was reading it and I was just like, no, no way. Oh my God. Like, I was like, so this is how people feel. Like I never related to people being like, I was just broken hearted and destroyed after this book. Like and I've read probably 100 books by this time, but like if I'm going to combine all the years of me reading it to that point, but no book made me feel like, oh my God, I am destroyed after this book. Like, I don't know what to do with my life. So yeah, that book very much sparked that, like, I need to read books all the time. Like, I need to be constantly looking for authors who write in a way that just chef kiss. I love Karen Slaughter. She's literally one of my faves.
Yeah, that's such a beautiful story. I love that.
Yeah.
That must have been nice to just curl up and read by yourself. That's the dream.
Yeah. And it was no skinny book. I think that book was like, it had to be 400 or 500 pages or close to it. But I was like, yep, we're going to finish this book. And it was definitely scary. There's a lot of trigger warnings in that book. It wasn't like a happy book, but it was a thriller, and I would read it 100 times over again, and I don't like rereading books.
And you said you still kind of gravitate toward thrillers and mysteries now?
Yep, still.
Are there like for someone who's new to the thriller genre, would you have like a top three that you would recommend?
Yeah. So for newbies, I would say Lock Every Door. That's like a good beginner one by Riley Sager, I think. I think it's Riley Sager. So I would start with that. I think you could start off with a Karen Slaughter, like Karen Slaughter, Will Trent series. You can start off with that. That is definitely not as intense as Pretty Girl. Pretty Girl, they say it's thriller, but it's damn near horror. It's terrible.
Okay.
It's like, and I say terrible, like it's scary as hell. Not like it's terrible, but it's like really scary, the book. I mean, you can also start with Cary Greenwood.
Okay.
And it's more of mystery, but it does have hints of thriller throughout it, if you ask me. So I definitely would start there because they're like low and not enough to like scare the mess out of you. Also, sure. Also, like Tiffany Jackson, or Tiffany D. Jackson, she's a Black author. She writes a lot of thrillers. All of her books are good. And then When No One Else Is Watching, which has just came out, that's probably like a good, you know, foot in the door, to read. But, you know, see if you like those first and then move yourself up to Pretty Girls by Karen Slaughter.
Okay.
Or like it's all the books that came out around that time for her are pretty scary. There's also this book that I got sent from a publisher that I think is really scary. It's called The Companion. So that one, that one's pretty scary. So you don't want to start off with that one. You might want to cry a little bit. By Katie Ellender is called The Companion.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not super familiar with thrillers. I've read like a couple, but I think I just haven't found the right one yet. So I'm still on the lookout.
Yeah. You just got to find what you like. You can always start off, you know, slow. Even the book that I'm reading now, it's the first by the author. I think it has thriller in it. I don't understand why people are saying it's just historical fiction. It is a big on. I mean, what am I trying to say? So historical fiction, thriller, and mystery are my top genres. I will read anything from it. So the book I'm reading, Daughters of Jubilation by Carol Lee Corthon. This book either came out yesterday or about to come out in a couple days.
Okay.
And it is scary. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. There's some thriller in that. But sure. It is like also classified as like a historical fiction, but I also think this book is a great introduction to thriller as well.
Okay. Yeah, I love historical fiction, so that might be
you might love this book.
A good pick for me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely have to check that out.
Yeah.
What historical era is it?
I think, let me get it right now. I think it is either early to late 1900s. I mean, early to mid, sorry. 1900s. Okay. And it's like right before, it's like right around the time where, right after Black people were allowed to vote and be free.
Okay.
So around that time. It doesn't really say it. It like hints to a time period. But it also, I don't know if you ever read anything by Octavia E. Butler.
And yes. I read Kindred.
Yes. It gives you the Kindred vibe.
Okay.
It most definitely gives you a Kindred vibe.
Okay. Yeah, and I definitely like it then.
I was supposed to actually interview this author, so I'm waiting to see when that happens.
Okay.
And that's one of the questions I want to ask her, like, are you by any chance inspired by her? Because there are parts of this book where it goes in and out of time, or you get messages from like future and past relatives. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering like if that's where she got some of her inspiration from.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah. I feel like I'm talking a lot. I'm so sorry.
No, that's
you're the guest on this episode. You're supposed to talk a lot.
I'm like, run.
No, that's totally fine.
I don't know. I just think people should go out there and try to read some mystery and thriller.
Yeah.
And then elevate yourself to horror. Please don't just start off with horror. You will be afraid. It is. It's real life. I also think people should go out there and buy The Only Good Indians by Stephen Graham, I think is his name, who the author of that book.
Okay.
Because I think we should be supportive of Indigenous authors. So definitely go out there.
Stephen Graham Jones, is that?
Yes. There we go. Okay. Go ahead and add that last name. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, Stephen Graham I don't know the rest, but definitely go out there and get his book as well.
Yes. Stephen Graham Jones, The Only Good Indian. Okay, got it.
If you're listening, definitely go and subscribe to my channel.
Yes.
Definitely appreciate that. It's Locked Booktician, LOC apostrophe D, book, PICIAN, Locked Booktician. So appreciate that.
And people can also find you on Instagram,
TikTok,
and
Twitter.
TikTok.
Yes. All the social media.
Mm-hmm. And my actual readathon, Black Awenathon, has its own Twitter. So
okay.
You can, okay. It's at Black O-A-Thon, I think. Yeah. Black O-A-Thon. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And of course, I will have links to everything in the blog post. So everyone can go check those out. But thank you so much for stopping by today. This is really, really lovely to get to chat with you. So,
oh, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you around on TikTok, I'm sure.
You know, that's where I'm at.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You do too. Bye.
Thanks again to Bree, the Locked Booktician, for stopping by for this reader chat. You will find a list of all the books that we discussed at rondawithabook.com, as well as links to all of Bree's Black Awenathon content. Get exclusive bonus content through my Patreon at patreon.com/rondawithabook. You can also follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Thanks for listening, and as always, happy reading. Are you looking for your next great read, but stumped on where to find it? Let me be your book fairy godmother. When you join Rhonda with a Book on Patreon for $5 a month, I will send you a personalized book recommendation, plus my All Things Bookish newsletter every month, and give you a shout out and plug your project here on the podcast. If you're on a budget, no worries. For only $1 a month, you can get just the newsletter, which includes exclusive content not found on the blog, and a collection of links to articles, stories, and products book nerds will love, curated by yours truly. Go to patreon.com/rondawithabook to join. Thanks so much for your support, and as always, happy reading.